Since September 11th, more Americans want to hear patriotic music. Business has doubled at a tiny record company in Tennessee that distributes the recordings of military bands. Co-owner Al McCree got the idea for his label, Altissimo, during his 20 years as an Air Force pilot.
I was known in my career as being a guy who would play the guitar and sing songs after dinner. And at such an occasion, I performed for an event where there was an Air Force general from the Pentagon. And he asked me if I'd ever written a song for Air Force families. And I said, well, no, General, I haven't. And he said, well, how'd you like to write one? I said, well, I'd be delighted. What else to say to a general?
McCree's song, We're an Air Force Family, was recorded by the Air Force Band and added to the vast collection of music archived by the military. It was then that he learned what great company he was in.
There was this great body of work, these phenomenal recordings by the Air Force Band and by their ensembles. And not only just the Air Force Band, but all the bands, the Army Band, the Marine Band, the Navy Band, they all had this great body of recordings.
McCree got the rights to distribute the music in 1991, so more people outside the military could hear the marches and fanfares. McCree flew in Vietnam and served tours of duty in Germany and Greece. He says patriotic music was a comfort and a reminder of home. He believes Americans now are turning to traditional songs in pride and in grief.
Patriotic music has been one of those unifying, healing factors that's brought us all together. And particularly so now that the country is at war. And people just, they just want this music. They want to wrap it around them like they want to wave the flag. It provides that emotional healing, that emotional unification, that when you can't express it in words, you can either hear it and express it in a song or hear someone else express it in a song.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
People are looking for music for ceremonies. People have emailed us and say, well, we need a version of Taps that they can play at a funeral for a father or a mother who may have died. I think the hymns of the services, Eternal Father, which is the United States Navy hymn by the Navy Band, is fantastic.
He says a few of his orders have come from some of the men and women with whom he served.
We know that a lot of people with military backgrounds have certainly bought the music, but there's an awful lot of people who haven't had a military background that have signed up for it. People in cities, people in the country, people in suburban areas. I don't think patriotism is specific to any one particular lifestyle.
Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa, performed by the U.S. Marine Band. It's found on a CD from the Altissimo label, run by John McCree in Brentwood, Tennessee, near Nashville. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Butworth.